You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross, joined in the studios by station manager Kate Lochte and Professor Emeritus of Murray State University, Joe Boust, who's bringing Peter Yarrow of the folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary to Murray State on April 10th. Thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you.
We are all excited about this guy coming in, putting on a free concert. How did this come about?
About 2006, I wrote a letter to Peter, and he called me, and he said, "Your letter is so compelling, I'd like to sing at the conference for the North American Association for Environmental Education." At that time, I was president. So he brought his daughter, Bethany, who's also a talented singer, and he said, "Would you like to join a program we're involved with in the reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act?" And I said, "But of course." So we attended in Washington this adjunct group of persons called United Voices for Education. And from that, it started a friendship and has continued on. In fact, last summer he came to our summer institute at the Land Between the Lakes and sang after he had been to Japan and got off the plane and came to sing with us. I don't know how he keeps up the kind of schedule he has, but he's a person deeply committed to many, many issues and has done it throughout his life. He's a very, very compelling and committed human being.
And he's actually started a nonprofit of his own, and it's committed to an ideal that you hold very dear as well.
Operation Respect is something that Peter has created. Actually, it was started in 1999 with a person from McGraw-Hill. Her name was Dr. Charlotte Frank, who is in New York. And the two of them and others have crafted a program for anti-bullying, anti-violence. And Peter has spoken about this many times because he was bullied when he was a child, that schools need to be places where kids are safe. Unless they feel safe, they won't learn. And it is an essential part of the process of learning to have a safe environment. So he's been involved in a curriculum that has gone all over the world, to the West Bank, Jerusalem, it's to the Ukraine, Turkey, places in the United States. But first time he's done a Commonwealth-wide workshop in Operation Respect, and it's going to happen in Murray. And following that, of course, is his concert in Rather Hall at 6:30, on the 10th of April, which is a Wednesday. So, and it's free. But the caveat here is that people must bring a canned good for Needline so that people who are hungry can have some food. This time of year is especially important. And Peter really liked that idea a great deal. So,
well, you've told me a little bit about what his concerts are like, but I want to go back to the actual conference. I wonder if the community is able to take advantage of that as well.
It's a free concert. It can.
No, the conference.
The conference, yes. The workshop starts on the 10th at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's free. You must register for it through the school safety website. We're partnering with Center for School Safety and the College of Education and our Center for Environmental Education to bring this workshop from Peter and his staff so that all persons interested in anti-bullying and anti-violence can use this in the context of what they do in life. We didn't even advertise this, and we already have probably 200 or more people that have already registered for the conference. That workshop is also being sponsored by Gina Winchester in school, her outreach office. So wanted to be sure I gave her a plug as well.
Well, you know, the whole topic of bullying sort of has had some legs in this community. When I first got here, Dr. Alan Bean was doing some groundbreaking work in bullying. And in the last year or so, one of Murray State University's regents, Susan Guess of Paducah Bank, has been very active about anti-bullying in the McCracken area and bringing special guests to town. And just next week, the Human Rights Commission in Murray is holding a whole slew of activities. I understand from Jody Kofor that there's a town meeting next Monday night about it as well. So this is a continuation of our region's look at respect in the schools. And I'd be curious to know what's your understanding of the Operation Respect curriculum that Mr. Yarrow will be talking about?
Well, actually, he won't be talking as much about as doing. We all know as educators that unless you do things, unless you experience things, the chances are that you will use them in the context of your life are probably minimal. So, Kate, I'm glad you asked the question. He has the curriculum. The curriculum will be there. They will be doing activities from the curriculum with his staff. And Mark Weiss is his director of education, who lives in New York, taught in the public schools for 34 years and was an administrator. A simply delightful human being. And the two of them will be doing this absolute workshop, hands-on workshop. And you come away with free materials from McGraw-Hill that's sponsoring the workshop. So I can tell you that he is so compelling and so interesting, and Mark is such an engaged educator with lots of practice, and though he's retired, he knows the importance of having a safe environment where kids can excel and without fear of being bullied and without fear of violence.
Now, I'm thinking from your own enthusiasm that this Operation Respect curriculum isn't something that is a hassle to do. It's not like one more thing that a public school teacher has to figure out how to move into a day.
Actually, I think it's possible to sort of put this within the context of the things you do. And social studies curriculum and your language arts curriculum, if you're interested in, you know, sort of bringing it in there, or you can do it as a standalone. I think given what happened in Newtown, we need to be thinking about how our communities are dealing with the idea that a person has the capability of destroying other people and those poor children there in Newtown. In fact, Peter 2 weeks ago did a concert for the Newtown school and persons, and the final part of that was people joining hands in a circle around that concert hall singing "We Shall Overcome." It was a very, very tearful event, but a very healing type of thing. That's what we need to think about. And it, you know, Kate, you and I talked about earlier the importance of our thinking about not only bullying in schools, but it's much more pervasive in the adult environment as well. Kids see what we do. They emulate what we do. And so something we need to be thinking about too. So I'm hopeful that this workshop, and by Peter being here and his staff being here, that we'll also think, what can we do in our environment, in our interactions with people?
Just in our grown-ups' day-to-day work environment or home environment, you told me more about the concert that he did at Newtown. What else? There was something else in addition to closing. What else happened?
One of the persons who lost a child at Newtown was also a folk singer, and she was devastated, so he called her up on stage, and they sang together, "Blowing in the Wind," and it's the first time she had done any singing since the loss of her child. Mm-hmm. It was a very tearful experience for her, but in some ways it was, you know, music, as Peter does in this Operation Respect, he weaves in the arts, and arts are a healing thing. And one of the lyrics they use in one of Peter Paul Mary's songs, "Music speaks louder than words. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to. When you sing, people understand." And that's part of the function of what he does. He weaves in the arts as a part of this workshop.
Well, again, we're talking to Dr. Joe Baust, and he's bringing Peter Yarrow of Peter Paul and Mary here on April 10th. Do the other, it's in Rather Auditorium.
Rather Auditorium at 6:30. It's free to the public. We ask that you bring a canned good or more that will go to Needline, and that will be your entrance if you'd be so kind. And the workshop, of course, that morning at 9 o'clock, 9 to about 3 o'clock. If you're interested in being a participant, all you have to do is get into the School for School Safety here at Murray State, their webpage, and you can register there.
The other thing you can do ahead of time is go to the website of Operation Respect that will have some of the information that you'll be learning about that day. It's just operationrespect.org.
Yes, yes. It's a great opportunity for me to speak about this wonderful human being. And, you know, I miss saying that Peter has been involved with the civil rights movement. He's been involved with the peace movement. He now is, since he has a granddaughter, I think he sees it even more imperative that we protect our children.
And he sang Puff the Magic Dragon that I liked a whole lot.
Everybody likes Puff the Magic Dragon.
And matter of fact, he probably will sing it. The bookstore will be having Puff the Magic Dragon books there that he can sign and they can buy. So we've tried to think of everything to connect him.
And last week on All Songs Considered on Thursday night, they had a cover on Leaving on a Jet Plane. So there.
Excellent.
Oh, how many more degrees of separation can we get? Back to you, Tracy.